This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But I am going to retire. This is not an easy decision. Honestly, it's the hardest decision of my life. But it is the right decision for me. For the last 4 years or so, I've been in this cycle of injury, pain, rehab. And it's been unceasing and unrelenting, both in season, both in and off season. And I've felt stuck in it. And the only way I see out is to no longer play football.
Andrew Luck's retirement announcement Saturday night was not supposed to come until yesterday afternoon, but news leaked out, and there he was immediately after the game, immediately after getting booed by some fans as he ran off the field after that Colts preseason game at Lucas Oil Field, announcing that he's done at the age of 29. I think easily the most shocking or surprising retirement outside of maybe Michael Jordan deciding to hang it up in the middle of his career.
Yeah, probably. I know that people were shocked. This goes way back by Roger Staubach. I had heard that over the weekend. I heard Gil Brandt talking about that over the weekend. Roger Staubach. I'm obviously not old enough to remember that.
Right.
But this is a really interesting. It goes from the retirement then to the reaction to the retirement is where the meat of the story is now.
Yes.
I think that I have a different perspective on this, or at least forced myself into a different perspective.
Okay.
The sooner that some other people not the sooner. I'm not telling people how to form their opinion. My opinion is this. Long ago, I've kind of realized that sports is an alternate universe. Save the, like, humanity and understanding and compassion stuff for helping old ladies across the street. Sports fans aren't judged on the same rational plane. We go into stadiums. Not me. I snicker at people like this and just kind of ignore them, but this is the same world where people go into stadiums and call guys that are 6 feet four, 255 pounds.
Yeah.
Names from 15 feet away.
Right.
And swear at them.
Or a guy who's been sitting on his lawnmower all afternoon calls
Chris.
Andrew Luck soft for not wanting to play football.
Or worse,
anymore.
A swear word.
Yeah.
So I would never have booed Andrew Luck for leaving the game. Do what's best for you. Do what's best for your family. Do what's best for your emotional and physical health. Absolutely. But in especially now in the current day, fans are fans, and they always will be. They pay, and they feel like they get their voices heard. So I fall kind of somewhere in the middle. Andrew Luck should do what's absolutely best for him, but I resign myself to the fact that fans are fans. You know, like, horrific isn't the right word in terms of how their behavior is.
No.
But I've resigned myself that it's kind of mainly harmless, and sports fans just act on a different plane than social norms.
Yeah, and I'm never going to tell anybody,
right,
I'm the same way, I'm never going to tell anybody, oh, well, you should react this way to what, and you know what, I can, to a certain extent, I can see the perspective of being an Indianapolis Colts fan who's at that game Saturday night, and you're thinking about how this team, because of the way they've been put together over the last couple of years, they got a chance
and
to really make some noise.
And you paid season tickets.
Yeah, and maybe you put down a big chunk of change. Maybe you feel, I don't know, betrayed somehow by Andrew Luck. Okay. I can understand being upset that Andrew Luck isn't the quarterback anymore and that affects your favorite football team. But just the reaction, the visceral reaction to boo the guy as he's coming off the field, that just struck me as odd.
See, for me, I don't... It doesn't matter to me. Like, that booing, you're free to do with what you want, and I take it and just shrug my shoulders. ESPN, in the advent of ESPN and 24-hour news cycle, especially 24-hour sports cycle, has forced us into thinking there's always just two choices. You're terrible. And in this case, this.
Life in general has become,
yes,
it's life is binary. Yeah, it's one or the other.
So right now, it's this. You're terrible if you're booed, or Andrew Luck is a wuss.
Right.
Those are the two choices. That's it. But I look at this situation like I can kind of understand both sides of it. I can definitely understand both sides of it. Andrew Luck didn't want to play football anymore. He wanted to do what's best for Andrew Luck. But if you're a fan, I can understand your anger at the situation because sports fans are the least logical thinking people on this planet.
I can understand your frustration as a fan, as a Colts fan, up to the point of, oh man, that guy just retired and he's running off the field for the last, boo, I hate you. That's the part where I'm like, whoa, okay.
I think they hated the timeline more so than the person. They hated the fact that the season starts in whatever.
Two weeks.
And this is their guy.
Yeah.
This is the guy that was the guy, and now
he's not.
And it
seriously hampers their ability to compete for a championship.
And now TJ McConnell becomes the most popular athlete in Indianapolis,
yes,
which I'm really excited
Maybe
about.
Maybe he'll start at quarterback in a couple weeks.
He could. But no, I just – We live in such a polarizing and an either-or society. It has to be this,
right,
or it has to be that. But for me, it doesn't. I get both ends of it and see both sides. But the part I don't like, though, are like the guys at Barstool calling them names. Dan Dockich going after him. Doug Gottlieb, who I guess it's not fashionable anymore to steal credit cards, so he makes a big run at Andrew Luck and calls him, like, what, is it too tough to rehab?
Right.
You don't know what it's like to have to rehab and get back from something like that. Like, when guys make it personal about his rehab,
right,
they don't know.
Or about him, the human, as Dockich did. I mean,
especially ex-athletes.
He's always been a different bird, both he and his father. The Lux. They've always been really big on education, really mm-hmm. big on football. Was never who they were. It was just kind of what they did. Both of those guys.
A lot to discuss in the way of people's reactions to the Andrew Luck retirement, including the booing he got as he ran off the field at Lucas Oil Stadium.
Yeah, I'd be lying if I didn't say I heard the reaction. Yeah, it hurt. I'll be honest, Chap. It hurt.
Our buddy Stiz on the text line says he felt bad. A guy that was a good representative of the Colts, never got in trouble, always spoke professionally, had a smile on his face, and then his last time walking out of the stadium, he gets booed. 412-928-9370. Joe is on the north side. He joins us on the Fan Morning Show. Morning, Joe.
Good morning. Yeah, some people should get a life. To boo this man, you have to be a real jag-off. I mean, you don't know what he's going through. His family, he could stand at that podium and say, you know, I made $47 million. I don't need this. But he has too much class. Now, he's a classy man. Like you said, he never got in any trouble. And these fools boo him. I actually do think some people are just mental.
Maybe. Joe, I think for me, though, I look at both sides. Like, sports fans don't act rationally. They don't. But that's kind of the lore of sports. It's an escape for people. And you go and you just the first time that a group and a fan base of sports fans act rationally, the next time will be the first time, I should say.
I
can understand their disappointment. And again, I fall somewhere in the middle. I wish Andrew Luck the best, and he should absolutely make whatever decision is right for him. And if it's walking away, it's walking away. But there are the people who pay the freight, and it's just an opinion. No one's right and no one's wrong. If you boo somebody, nobody came out of the stands and tried to fight them. Then they'd be wrong. There was no violence. They were just making a noise with their mouth. That's it, Joe. Nobody really got hurt. I would never boo. In that situation, if you're asking me like what I would do, I would never boo. I would cheer the guy for what he gave me as a person in the fan base. But I can understand if somebody just plopped down all that money for season tickets, if they felt betrayed to some degree. I wouldn't feel that same way, but I can understand how they feel that way. And if they voice that by booing, so be it. Like, it's not that big of a deal getting booed. That's something that is commonplace in sports arenas.
But I also understand from his perspective, I think, from Andrew Luck's perspective, the idea of, and again, it's not going to end up being anything that crushes his world. But to run off the field and be like, oh, man, it kind of sucks they booed me out of the building. I mean, that just...
Ben Roethlisberger would have retired 2 weeks before the season starts, this town, they would have lit his car on fire and he'd have to move. So, like, this... And it's not holier than thou, but for people in Pittsburgh to be like, what classless... Okay. Let Ben do that. Not that he ever would, but let a hero in this town do the same thing. Believe me. Let it happen in any town. And again, it's not an indictment of any town. It's just sports fans don't act on the same plane as social norms. Like, did we just start watching sports yesterday? This is how people are. They're irrational. They throw snowballs on fields. They challenge people who are 6 feet six, 270 pounds to fights because they know there's a barrier there.
Right.
And it's not really going to happen. They boo a man that laid his everything down for their city. It's just frustration. I wouldn't have done it myself, but I'm not going to vilify people because they showed their emotion.
How many of those people do you think were upset because they used like a second or third round draft pick on Andrew Luck in fantasy football?
I don't think that has much to do with it.
No, I think some of it.
They were fans of the team, not necessarily their fantasy football team.
True, but they're Colts fans. I'm just saying that there's probably some element of that to it. It's just because that's the way people are nowadays.
I think that it's for 2 years of the last 5 years that they thought that they were going to plop down season ticket money and had their quarterback there. And they didn't. They were sold a bill of goods
that
didn't come to fruition.
I can understand being incredibly frustrated at that. Like, oh my God, this guy's walking away. But then also, I don't know, maybe I wouldn't process it that quickly and that rationally in the moment. Maybe I would have stood there with my hands on my head wondering what the hell just happened too. But I can't imagine watching that guy walk off the field for what was probably the last time and thinking, the way I want to send this dude out, if he's really retiring, is boo, get out of here.
And again, I wouldn't have done that.
No, I know.
But let's say that 10,000 people did that. That's honestly really still a very small portion of the Colts fan base. So a lot of this still is getting overblown. And when you pay the freight, when you pay that money, when you plop down the cash to go in that stadium, outside of like violence or impacting someone else and their ability to be able to watch the game, you're free to voice your opinion. So I never have a problem with people booing. Now, if you're throwing up on my seat and you're bumping into me, or you're kicking the back of my seat, or you're swearing,
right?
I'd rather somebody boo all day than swear. Because booing, I kind of shrugged my shoulders at the thing, and I think that we're looking to make a hero and a villain. We're looking to make a right and a wrong. And there's a really big middle area here where it's understandable from both sides for me.
We'll explore more of that
middle
ground.
Whoever leaked it, though, is wrong. Whoever told Schefter this is the person they should be out
against. That's
who
you should be mad at. Yeah, absolutely, because it blew up Andrew Luck's opportunity to do it and the Colts' opportunity to do it the way they wanted to do it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.